The Greatest of Mez, written and read by Fresney. Warnings for Omegaverse, dubious consent due to induced heat, established relationship between Sherlock and John Watson, although they do have different names given that this is Sumerian mythology, part of the Variations on the Equation series. Where glory of Arishkigal, a priestess of Arishkigal in Arata, had a religious difference of opinion with Dawn of Inanna, a priestess of Inanna in Uruk. Now some might say the difference was over tribute, but in truth the difference of opinion was which had the greater mez. Knowledge granted by the goddess each had taken as their own in accordance with their natures. If it had been politics, then the discussion would have been between the king in Uruk and the king in Arata. It would have been over tribute. But the king of Uruk hardly knew what occurred. He was at rut with the high priestess of Inanna, for the kiss of Inanna was on her. He was deep in rut, and spread well his seed within the high priestess, for to hesitate in giving away the goddess's kiss was to court her disfavor. He never knew that glory of Arishkigal, by her mez, had placed a bitter curse on the wells, that none could drink of them without dying. She had cursed all the wells. Now she had meant to do this and leave, but Dawn of Inanna had sent her a tablet. Meet me in the marketplace, by the well of Inanna. I have something of yours that you might want back. DOI. This was not the first time they had so clashed, and Glory of Arishkigal was eager to show that her mez was greater. The tainted well at the center of the marketplace sat as a great spider sits, splashed with dark markings to show that none should drink from it. Around the well in the market there was singing. The beautiful betas with their well-oiled curls, as they purchased rouge for their cheeks and the pearls of their breasts. They sang, "Well, you can see by the way I use my walk, I'm a Inanna's bee, no time to talk. Music's loud and body's warm, I've been thrashed around since I was born. Now it's all right, it's all right, please Inanna, look my way. We can try to understand Uruk's effect on man." The Alphas were silent. The warriors of Uruk, with their Ankara weapons, they sang when the chariot of Inanna was driven by the thunderstorms of spring. The beautiful Omegas, with their scent of all-desiring, as they accepted the perfumed gifts of their lovers, they sang. Whether you are a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city heating and everybody loving, and we are staying alive, staying alive. Ah, ha, 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 staying alive. Inanna, we're staying alive. And there you are. Through all of this singing, Glory of Arishkigal was disdainful. Her servants crossed their arms in contempt. She served the goddess who ruled in the realm of the dead. She was confident that her mez was the greater. Dawn of Inanna came into the marketplace. Though she was an Omega, and had an Omega's spice-rich scent, she wore the dark robes of a Beta. On her belt she wore an Ankara of the Alpha. She swaggered into the marketplace with her embroidered dark robes gleaming. Glory of Arishkigal said, "Here we are at last, you and me, Dawn of Inanna, the final problem." Glory of Arishkigal snapped her fingers, and her servants made a great clash upon their instruments, and the beautiful Betas and the beautiful Omegas fell silent. Glory of Arishkigal said, "Staying alive, it's so boring, is it not?" She spat her words upon the crowd. "It is merely staying. In the end, there is always a Reshkigal. She pointed at the deep earth. She pointed down. You worship Inanna, a goddess who went down into the earth and had not the mez to come back out without sacrificing her beloved. I worship the goddess who holds all for all eternity. She paced as a great lizard paces, like the great lizards that haunt the mountain roads and devour travelers. She said, all this tedious life, I have been searching for the one with the greatest mez to face me. You were the best, and I have beaten you. But I have found your secret. Dawn of Inanna tapped a rhythm on the stone of the well. The tainted water echoed it back as all the city watched them. I know your mez. You played me the rhythm of it, a melody that when played over the water will free it of the curse that you have laid over it. Glory of Ereshkigal laughed loudly. Her servants, the alkalites of Ereshkigal, laughed with her. She said, that was a trick. Now I will show your city that my mez is the greater. Yes, I have tainted the very rich brook that feeds this city's water. It was simple. I paid your own shepherds to do it. Herbs that went into the water, the nature of which is hidden from your mez. She grinned as the great lizards grin upon the high roads before they cripple the horses of the travelers. That is your trouble, Dawn of Inanna. She sniffed in the face of Dawn of Inanna. She sneered at her scent of all desiring. You desire a story to be clever, when simple is better. She turned to the city and cast her voice out to them. Now you will see whose mez is the greater, the goddess who holds all for all time, or a goddess who went into the ground and had not the mez to come out without sacrificing her beloved. Dawn of Inanna considered what Glory of Ereshkigal had said regarding her goddess. She said, Inanna's bonded, Demuz, was not that beloved, for he did not love. He did not grieve when Inanna was gone. His eyes were bright and shining. His hair was washed. There were no ashes in it for grief while she was under the earth. She considered a sight at middle distance, as if gazing upon a cedar. I know from experience that I am loved by one who would wear sackcloth for 3 years without stopping, who would put ashes in her hair, who would streak it across her breasts, whose eyes would be dim without me. Once, you tricked me from the side of my own heart, but the heart you made to burn will only do so once. Once in 60 times! Glory of Ereshkigal pointed at Dawn of Inanna. You shall not overcome my mez, just as you cannot quicken when the kiss of Inanna is on you. Dawn of Inanna laughed. Her dark robe swayed with her laughter. The city laughed with her. The Omegas with their scenting of all desiring. My goddess is a goddess of love and war, not of childbirth. Dawn of Inanna placed the flat of her palm across her belly. She placed the flat of her palm over her Ankara weapon. It was my goddess who gave me the mez to keep a child from quickening within me, that I might more fully celebrate her. She rolled her hips as a wave. When she puts her kiss on me, Glory of Ereshkigal waved her hand as if to wave away flies. That is no matter. I will give you a choice. Drink of the water of this well, and I will free the city of this taint. If you do not, then all in the city will die, for none can survive without water. Dawn of Inanna held up a beaker. I think not, for Inanna has given me the mez to call her kiss down. I drank this draught before I came. She let the beaker shatter upon the clay. Glory of Ereshkigal protested, that has nothing to do with our conflict. Whether you are in heat or not, the water is tainted. She could smell then the scented change of Dawn of Inanna, and was proud that it did not affect her. My goddess has given me the mez to determine what to place in your water that will kill all the people of Uruk if they drink. She raised her arms in her dark robes. Now drink of the water, and show Uruk that the mez of Ereshkigal is greater. She raised her red-rouged hands. She looked with disdain at the Ankara weapon at Dawn of Inanna's belt. As she said this, Dawn of Inanna's alpha, Lugalbanda, approached. She carried a tray. It did not require that one had the knowledge of Dawn of Inanna to see that she carried beer, and that Lugalbanda was a brewer of beer. Lugalbanda said, "Will you not drink and end this enmity?" It was well that she put down the tray, for it was then that she caught the sweet scent of her omega. She said, "But the kiss of Inanna should not be on you. I spread my seed well within you, but 10 days passed." Then she paused in her speech. "Have you been testing the mez Inanna gave you again?" By Dawn of Inanna's smile, Lugalbanda knew it was so. Dawn of Inanna placed her Ankara weapon at the edge of the well. She removed her belt. She removed the bronzed pins that held up her dark robes, and stood before the city bare under the bright light of the sun. She gleamed as Inanna gleams, with the pearls of her breasts well rouged, when she goes into the bars to find a lover for the night and day. The beautiful betas with their well-oiled curls were moved at the sight. The beautiful omegas with their scent of all desiring were moved also. The alphas stood frozen. As they all watched, as Dawn of Inanna removed the pins that held up the robes of Lugalbanda, until she stood bare before the city, she gleamed as the warrior who is chosen by Inanna gleams with reflected light. They saw Lugalbanda kiss Dawn of Inanna as a hummingbird kisses a flower, in a wind where the flower kisses back. They saw Dawn of Inanna press her lips to the pearls of Lugalbanda's breasts, as a butterfly brushes all of its body against a flower in the field. Lugalbanda gave her praises as the Ankara within her body emerged. She cried out, "Dawn of Inanna, you amaze me!" She cried out as the fine, soft Miku hairs moved in constant praise of Inanna. As the lips of the lovers met in fierce praises, they were like the kisses of Anzu birds who push the storms before them in the sky. It seemed to those watching that lightning crashed in the marketplace. Thunder rolled as the two moved against each other, as Miku and Piku. As Lugalbanda lifted Dawn of Inanna to sit upon the side of the tainted well in the marketplace, that Lugalbanda might be well situated between her thighs. Glory of Ereshkigal was by her beta blood not moved by this, but still she protested, "This will in no way help you. My mez is greater than yours. Drink the water and die, and I will free your city of its taint." Dawn of Inanna did not reply. Rather, she gasped as Lugalbanda pressed her Ankara within her. Dawn of Inanna sang her praises then. She praised the Ankara within her. "Praise Inanna. Lugalbanda, you are speaking within me. You are singing your praises to life with your movement. Sweet Inanna, your Miku caress me at my center. I can feel each of them. Praise Inanna, your lips upon my breasts rouse me to joy." She gave her praises to Inanna. Dawn of Inanna gave loud praises. Lugalbanda gave praises in other ways, with lips and hands and incoherent cries. Glory of Ereshkigal stood in the heat of the marketplace. She looked at the people who were giving praise to Inanna. The people of Uruk threw down Inanna's sacred flowers, and the sweet perfume of Inanna filled the air. The beautiful betas with their well-oiled curls sought out the warriors and wheeled an Ankara weapons upon them. They pulled the pins from their robes that they might stand bare in the street. The beautiful Omegas, with their well-painted lips, sought out the warriors and used their Ankara weapons upon them. They pulled the pins from their robes that they might lay them down and rest upon them. The air was full of the sweet perfume of Inanna. All were coupling in the marketplace. All were at praise of Inanna. To glory of Ereshkigal, it was hot, and it was dull. There was none to praise Ereshkigal, but glory of Ereshkigal and her servants. She considered killing one of her servants in the square. She considered splashing their blood on the street, but it was too hot. She poured herself some beer from the tankard. She sat on the edge of the tainted well next to where Don of Inanna and Lugalbanda were loudly coupling, and drank, confident that her mez was more powerful than that of Don of Inanna's. Her servants drank from the tankard as well. Don of Inanna gave her praises for the Miku catching a web within her. She pulled her Ankara weapon and used it most lewdly within Lugalbanda, whose voice gave her praises, whether it was from being Miku or Piku could not be said. In the heat of the day, glory of Ereshkigal found her eyes growing sleepy. When she woke, it was in a field outside of the city of Uruk. There was a tablet upon her breast. "Thank you for the pleasure of the experience. Inanna has blessed me with the mez to make you spill your secrets when drunk on beer and the scent of heat." For this was how Inanna got the god Eridu to spill his mez when he drank her beer. And so his mez became hers. You yourself told me what I needed to know to free the wells of taint. My mez is the greater. DOI. It was with disgruntled steps that a glory of Ereshkigal went back to Arata. Still, she was full of knowledge of the strength of the army of Uruk. However, in the war that came with the spring, Arata was unprepared for the strength of the Ankara weapons of Uruk. They were unprepared for the swift force of Lugalbanda, who had been given a blessing by the Anzu birds and Inanna, who had been blessed by the kiss of Dawn of Inanna. Inanna smiled her blessings on the city of Uruk, indeed. The end.